Does viewing social media make you hit the gym? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robin Pickering, associate professor of health sciences at Whitworth University, looks into this question.
Social media use among U.S. adults has increased by nearly tenfold in the last decade. But what does that mean for our physical health? Early studies indicate both positive and negative potential effects on a variety of factors directly and indirectly influencing health. Another factor worthy of exploration is the impact of social media on exercise behavior. Although benefits of regular exercise are well documented, 80% of American adults do not reach the minimum recommendations for exercise. It is possible that the increased time spent using social media sites may negatively impact our exercise behaviors, both by limiting available time to exercise and by changing how we think about our ability to effectively exercise despite barriers in our lives. That's a concept known as exercise self-efficacy. Our exercise efficacy may be impacted by repeated exposure to fit ideal images featured on many social media platforms. Numerous studies focusing on the impact of print ads, television, and billboards suggest that increased exposure to media depicting the female fit ideal may be linked to decreased body satisfaction, decreased physical activity, and negative self-image in women, which can have a negative impact on likelihood to engage in exercise. Characteristics of social media imagery may be even more powerful due to frequency of exposure, use of image-enhancing technology, and the fact that images are more likely to be of regular people who may be perceived as more relatable to the consumer. Results of my research in this area indicate that immediate exposure to fit ideal images through social media outlets among females may negatively impact some behavioral antecedents to exercise behavior, including body image, body comparison, envy, and some components of exercise self-efficacy.
That was Robin Pickering of Whitworth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.